Some of history's great writers spent their days in cafes, and Samuel Pepys was one of them. He preferred Miles Coffee House in London. In the 1600s, Pepys wrote a diary that became the longest, most personal account of daily life in Britain during a time of wars, plagues, revolutions, and executions. He filled 6 volumes of 282 pages each. The diary is so long that few people read it today, but Phil Guyford wants to change that. He took this most famous of all longhand diaries and turned it into a weblog with different entries every day on the World Wide Web. The creator of PeepsDiary.com joins us from the studios of the BBC in London. Mr. Guyford, thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Why are you doing this?
Well, I've been getting more interested in the history of London. I've been living here a few years, and his diaries are the thing to read, really, if you want a good impression of what daily life was like back then.
For those who are not familiar with Samuel Pepys, I just want to very briefly try to recreate the history of this time a little bit. He's living at a time when King Charles I of England, is actually beheaded. This is not a peaceful time in the time of England. And he's just writing not just about big public events. He was writing about things that he saw on the street. He was writing about rumors that he heard.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of what he did from day to day, going to have lunch with this person and playing cards with another person, having a bit of a cold and going to see his doctor. So it's a good parallel with big events and small events, both of which weblogs today deal with as well.
And can you educate us, for those who aren't familiar, with what a weblog is and why you'd want to put Samuel Pepys in that format?
It's basically a website where usually one person will update it every day. It might be kind of a personal diary that they put on there because they want their friends or people to read it. So it seemed to me that because Pepys's diary is so daunting, it would be good to break it down into smaller chunks on a website of the same form that people could then slot into their daily routine.
Can you read a selection of what's going up on the diary right now?
Sure. Let's just have a look. On the 4th of January, he said, "Early came Mr. Vanley to me for his half-year's rent, which I had not in the house, but took his man to the office and there paid him. Then I went down into the hall and to Will's, where Hawley brought a piece of his Cheshire cheese, and we were merry with it. Then into the hall again, where I met with the clerk and quartermaster of my lord's troop, and took them to the Swan and gave them their morning's draft, there being just come to town. Mr. Jenkins showed me 2 bills of exchange for money to receive upon my lord's and my pay. It snowed hard all this morning, and was very cold. My nose was much swelled with cold. Strange the difference of men's talk." So it's kind of a mixture of kind of his business and his daily social life, really. And one thing that makes the much more interesting reading it on the web is it's possible for readers of the site to add their own annotations to each entry. I mean, once it's all over and there's nothing new to come back with, we'll effectively have a new version of Pepys's diary with the whole 9 and a bit years, with a whole new set of annotations added by readers.
Phil Guyford is the creator of PeepsDiary.com, and because the pronunciation is strange, I'm going to spell that for you. That's PEPYS Diary.com. Mr. Guyford, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.